In Nimba County, approximately 40,000 refugees crossed into Nimba in the period beginning of December till about 24th of February. After that, there were a huge influx where another 45,000, give or take, crossed since the 25th of February. We are distinguishing between numbers before and after the 24th of February because we suspect that a lot of the cases registered after the 24th of February are already registered, and we need to reconcile the databases in order to determine how many refugees are actually in Nimba County as of now. But it's minimum in the neighborhood of about 50,000. The situation on the other side of the border has changed. I mean, it's very clear now that the Force Morale, or Republican Forces, as they like to call themselves these days, have control over the area. So a lot of people are actually feeling safe to return. Some are reluctant to return because, you know, they are sitting in border villages of Liberia for months now, and they have little or no food, and it would be very hard for them to walk 4 or 5 days back to their home village without food supplies. So I think a lot of people are actually kind of stuck because they are down on resources.
Do you see any difference in the pro-Wadera refugees and the pro-Bagbo?
The pro-Bagbo people, obviously they do not feel safe to go home because on the other side of the border, it's very clearly Force Noel who's in control, pro-Otara people. So in fact, we see a very clear trend that the pro-Bagbo people are not feeling safe even in the border area. So they're the ones who are opting to move to the camps. That being said, most of the refugees are not crossing into Nimba these days. They are crossing into Grand Jeddah because the fighting is concentrated in the border areas of Grand Jeddah County. And only the last few days, more than 16,000 people have crossed from Ivory Coast into Grand Jeddah County. So that's where the new influx is.
What is the condition of the refugees?
From what I understand, the conditions of the refugees that are coming now are much worse than the initial wave of refugees that you saw in Liberia, in December and early January. People have been running from shooting. Only this morning, a health agency reported 5 refugees being treated for bullet wounds. There are also reports of forces, you know, I'm not going to determine which side, following people into Liberia, shooting at them. So the situation is much more violent in the border area to Grand Jeddah, and more of the children are malnourished. That could also be because the general condition on the other side of the border, on the Ivorian side, is worse than in the areas bordering Nimba County.